Mike and I were saying we ran into you last year as you guys get ready for Daytona, and there's just a lot of good info and good vibes coming from NASCAR right now. How you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Excited to hopefully race tomorrow night. We'll see if it actually happens. But, yeah, I appreciate you guys having me.
Yeah, man, Daytona, the Great American Race, qualifying, all the great action that comes with it, man, is a blast. Do you dig, I mean, restrictor plate racing, but do you dig super speedways? You've already got a win at Talladega, so I feel you got a feel for it.
I'll be honest, it's not my favorite thing to go do, but certainly to watch, I love watching it. It's different when you're on the inside, but, you know, as a fan, like, you know, Saturday for the Xfinity race or Friday for the truck race, yeah, I absolutely love watching it. It's for the drivers, it's not as quite fun being in there, just knowing what can happen, and, you know, typically the wrecks are big, and they hurt always if you crash at Daytona or Talladega, but yeah, it is a very unique style of racing, and it's fun in its own way. It just it's a little bit different whenever you strap in a Daytona or a Talladega, but certainly it's a lot of fun to watch, that's for sure.
We're talking with Chase Briscoe, guys. Joe Gibbs Racing, Toyota, and, of course, one of the best drivers on the circuit. I want to ask you about, you know, what's changed for you as where you are now in your career and when you first got into NASCAR. What's fundamentally changed?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just switching teams, you know, going from Stewart Haas Racing, which was, you know, one of the powerhouse teams. And then, you know, when I came in, it was kind of on the downfall of Stewart Haas Racing. And, yeah, you know, they shut down at the end of 2024 and kind of put me in this spot where I didn't know necessarily where I was going to go. And the timing of it all just kind of worked out perfect, where Joe Gibbs Racing, you know, had an opening with one of their drivers retiring and was able to, you know, fill that spot, and it's been huge, you know, just from a performance standpoint. You know, Joe Gibbs Racing is, you know, one of the, you know, elite teams. It's one of the big three teams. It'd be like a, you know, a baseball player playing for the Yankees or, you know, whatever. It's just, it's a place you want to be at. You know they're going to win. You know they're going to be good. And that's been, honestly, the biggest turning point, you know, in the course of the last, you know, 24 months for sure.
Talking with Chase Briscoe, and guys, more on the new Falcons GM, what our new Ian Cunningham GM had to say, coming at the top of the hour. Chase, how tough is Atlanta Motor Speedway now, Echo Park Speedway, for you? I was looking at the stats and looking at the numbers, trying to crack a top 10. I know since they've resurfaced it, it's like a mini Talladega. So what do you got to do to win?
Yeah, luck has not been on my side every time we go there. I feel like if there's a big crash at Atlanta or Echo Park or whatever we call it now, I'm normally in it, normally right in the middle of it. So yeah, hopefully that'll change this time around. You know, truthfully, that Atlanta race, I feel like I tell everybody, you know, that's probably turned into the best race to watch. Like, if you're going to go to a race in person, I feel like the Atlanta race, just from a racing standpoint, is just unbelievable. You know, it is a Daytona Talladega-style super speedway, but it's not 2.5 miles. It's only a mile-and-a-half racetrack, and things just happen so fast. You know, for us, from the driver's side, at least, it is so mentally draining, you know, after those Atlanta races, just because you're processing things and things are happening so fast. I always tell people, you know, it'd be like a major league baseball player. You know, the bases are 90 feet apart. Well, if you made the bases 45 feet apart, you know, that ground ball is going to happen way quicker. Everything's going to happen faster. And that's what Atlanta is like for us.
I know, as you said, you got to depend on other guys not wrecking in front of you, but do you do the simulator stuff on Echo Park?
A little bit. The super speedways are typically the one style of racetrack that we won't do simulator at, but Atlanta's kind of this unique racetrack where it is a super speedway, and typically, you know, at a Daytona or Talladega, we just run wide open the whole time, but Atlanta, you can't do that. So your car's handling really does matter. So that's one of the only super speedways that we ever will sim. We don't, you know, use the same 4 to 6 hours that we typically would, but yeah, we definitely will still sim Atlanta, just because as it gets older and starts aging, you know, the balance of your race car starts getting harder and harder to get around that place. So, yeah, it's turning into one that it's kind of this hybrid racetrack.
Now, Mike and I, you know, we like fast cars. And we get to cheat a little bit every now and then on the road. You drive fast for a living. What about your regular driving?
Yeah.
How do you go about this, like, day to day? Do you find yourself, like, just on the road? You're like, oh, damn, I need to lay off the gas a little bit. Or do you drive normal? I'm curious.
Right.
I mean, I'd be lying if I said I don't speed a little bit. I'm not crazy by any means. Like, if I'm going 20 over, that's up there for me.
Okay.
Right.
I'm like a 9 to 15 over kind of all the time. But I mean, yeah, I've had some speeding tickets, but none of them are ever really more than, you know, 10, 15 over.
Gotcha. When you had your first win, did Stewart Haas Racing have a stripper pose as a state trooper and pat you down on the side of the road?
They did not. They did not do that.
All right, Day-Day. It's Days of Thunder. My producer's looking at me like I got three heads. All right, Chase, before we cut you loose, I had to work it in there. Hey, man, what do you think of going back to 10-race chase format? I know that they've tried to pump the playoff atmosphere into NASCAR. I'm old school. I watched Earnhardt win his championships. To me, if you got the best car over the course of the year, that should be the team that wins out. How do you feel about how they're going back to sort of a more familiar format?
Yeah, I'm excited. I've never raced under any format other than the playoffs, and the chase is kind of what I grew up watching. So I'm excited. You know, I do think it's kind of this perfect mix where it still rewards winning with the added bonus points that they're going to give us. But it's really, at the end of the day, going to reward consistency and the guys that are up front week in and week out. And, you know, that's the thing I think that as a competitor you want. If you're the best guy for, you know, a large majority of the season, you want to be the guy that normally wins the championship. But you still have to perform in the playoffs. We've seen it, you know, in the past with the chase. You know, Tony Stewart, he was my hero. And in 2011, he was terrible. And then in the playoffs, he goes and wins 5 out of the 10 races and wins the championship. So, yeah, I think this is going to be great to go back to it. And I really do think this is kind of the perfect format, you know, for our current state of NASCAR. And it's going to be exciting because winning's still going to matter, but that consistency is going to be really important as well.
And I don't know how you feel about it, Ryan. I've talked about it with Carl. I like them trying new ideas, throwing stuff up on the wall, see if it sticks, like going to the L.A. Coliseum, like you mentioned, being at Bowman Gray, the old historic track, and basically the size of a high school stadium.
Different things.
You know, and like the dirt track at Bristol. I mean, I kind of dig it. Do the drivers dig it?
Yeah, I do, for sure. I love that they're not afraid to try stuff. And that's something that over the last couple of years they've, you know, really tried to do more of, I feel like, is just go outside the box, whether it's going to, you know, L.A. Coliseum or, you know, even last year, Mexico City. This year, you know, the San Diego race. Then, like you said, Bowman Gray, which is, it's funny you say it's like going around a high school track. I remember as a kid, you know, you'd be in PE or whatever and running around the track. And you're like, man, I wonder what it'd be like to drive a car around this thing. And that's literally what we do at Bowman Gray. So, yeah, it'll be a lot of fun tomorrow night.
I just saw recently you went on a podcast. You fish? You fish?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man.
I have to. I'm sponsored by Bass Pro. I got to be.
I say, but, you know, people wonder. I mean, people, right. they literally like, yeah, you wear it, but do you really do it? I just got a fly fishing trip for my birthday, man. What do you like to catch? Where do you go?
I love largemouth bass fishing, but I do enjoy, I got into offshore fishing the last couple of years, so I'm not very good at doing it. I've went out on my own a couple times. It's never really gone that great. But, yeah, it's hard to beat just largemouth bass fishing. I love doing that, especially a lot of the racetracks have like some lakes or ponds nearby, and it's easy. I just take a fishing pole with me everywhere I go, and yeah, there's some really cool spots along the trail.
Awesome. Well, you got to know where to go offshore. That's the key, man. Right, you know the deal. Hey, Chase, man, we appreciate you stopping by. Number 19 car, guys, we'll be watching, wishing you the best of luck. Joe Gibbs Racing, Toyota, and we'll be watching you throughout the course of the season. Chase, thanks so much, man.
Yeah, appreciate you guys having me. Thank you.